Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat today. And I'm all excited. If I look a little flustered, I just flew in from Canada and Montana.
And your arms tired?
And my arms are tired. Boy, I was a flapping, praise God.
It's an old joke.
Preaching the glorious gospel all over. We just got in. I mean, we just got here.
I didn't go.
You didn't go, you know.
And, we meaning the team.
And then when we got here, she said, hurry up, Jesse. Good Lord, I've been running like crazy, running 24/7. Anyway, God has been so good and gracious. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to talk about something that everybody wants, but they're not willing to pay the price for it. Mm. And that's the blessing.
The blessing.
It's one of the greatest things in the world is to be blessed. It means empowered to prosper. Mm-hmm. And see, people, when you say that, the first thing you think of, Kathy, is money. Well, that's only one small facet of prosperity.
Yeah, the blessing includes everything.
How about having a responsible spirit? Mm. Oh, man, well, you can flow in that anointing. Now, I want to go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And normally, I always pick these subjects. I mean, all these 200, 300, whatever it is.
But 219.
Kathy, you kind of picked this today. Because I came and I said, you got anything from the Lord? She said, I was thinking about the blessing. Good. Deuteronomy 28. Now, before, let me talk to the Pharisee and the Sadducee here real quick. You know, those things are for the Jewish people. We are the seed of Abraham. So what God told to the Jewish people, we can have also.
Right.
That is simply correct.
Well, God had the blessing in mind at creation.
That's right.
Remember, you spoke blessing words. The first words God spoke to Adam and Eve were blessing words. And
That's
this
right.
is part of that package.
He said, I will bless thee, and that it will work. So Deuteronomy 28, now there's two facets of Deuteronomy 28, the blessing and the cursings. I don't deal with the cursings at all. It's in the Bible. Why? Because I don't mean this sound prideful or arrogant. I live in the will of God. So cursings don't affect me because I'm not cursed, I'm blessed. Simply by living in the Word of God, living God's will. And what is His will? His Word. And it's just such a blessing. So let's start reading with verse. So you have any particular verse you want to start with?
Well, verse 1, I think
okay,
in the
that's
beginning
good.
Is always a good place to start.
And it shall come to pass. That's my favorite phrase in the Bible. But Jesse, did it come to pass? It came to pass.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. That's number one. See, that's walking in the will of God. Hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, not suggestions. Not how you feel. Command. Mm-hmm. All His commandments, which I command, not suggest, this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now, we're the seed of Abraham. So we get into this also. And all these blessings shall come on thee, watch this, and overtake thee. Mm. If anybody understands that verse, I do.
Overtake.
I have to watch what I say because I get it. It overtakes me. If I'm walking in a mall somewhere, the blessing of God overtakes me. I've had people come up to me and hand chunks of money to me. And, you know, I wind up blessing people in the mall. I mean, my life, people I don't even know overtakes me. Sometimes you've heard me say this. One time I walked out of my house on Christmas Eve and a guy hit his brakes in a pickup truck, jumped out and threw $5,000 over the fence. Now, if that's not overtaking you, I don't know what is. Isn't that amazing? I mean, did you know the man? No. And he evidently knew me or he knew my name. He said that. So he says, I will command. So the blessing doesn't have a choice. It has a command from God Almighty.
Yeah, it's a setup.
Yeah. And why is it? And you against prosperity?
He set you
when
up.
When the blessing understands it because it knows it's a command from God. Mm. Ooh, Lord, I'm preaching here.
Yeah.
Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If, now that's a big word right there, mm-hmm. if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. What is the voice of the Lord of God? The Lord thy God?
His word. Exactly.
He says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow.
If you could find it in the word, it belongs to you.
Oh, it's yours.
Yeah. I find prosperity in the word.
Oh,
I find healing
everything.
In the word. I find deliverance in the word. I find joy, love, peace, strength.
This Bible is a living document. Mm-hmm. The other day I was having a political conversation. You know, sometimes I'm on Flashpoint and things of that nature. You've seen this on there. And after we got off the program and having a little political conversation about our Constitution, which I love, I said, but it's not a perfect document because it has amendments to it. I think 23 or 24 amendments. I'm not quite sure. And I said, but this living document has no amendments. Mm. It's a perfect
That's right.
Document.
In fact, there's a warning that says don't add to it, don't take away
That's
from
right.
it. God did Right. What he wanted to be written.
Because it's living.
It's alive.
So I'm going to read verse 2 again. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord. Then he gets into the blessings. Verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, shall be in the field. Verse 4, your fruit of your body. My God, your cattle, ground, your basket, your storehouse. Verse 6, when you go in and when you come out, and if the enemies come against you, God will smite them. Mm. And verse 8, I love this. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, which means you ought to have a savings account.
That's right.
Because you have a storehouse, you see. And all that, so you don't have to be living from check to check and all that craziness. And all that thou settest thy hand to do, it means you got to be a worker. Mm-hmm. Unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Hmm. Now, people don't understand blessing because they only understand one small facet, Kathy, and that's about finance. The greatest blessing God has ever given me was salvation.
Was it me?
And you number two. Okay. You number two. Salvation.
Joking.
I gave her a good compliment on Mother's Day, and I said she is, what did I call you?
Timeless elegance.
Timeless elegance. Pretty nice, huh? Hallelujah. Meant every word of it. Hallelujah. And it's the truth. See, now, when you see what God is saying here, I will command the blessing upon thee. Now, people get angry at me because I'm a blessed man. Come here. It's because of this. It ain't my fault. I just hearken unto his voice. I just do what he said. I did something last night that knocked the socks off. We finished preaching like crazy. Everything was closed. And I was in
you mean Tuesday
in
night.
Montana. Well, yeah. I mean, it's because they're going to play this.
One day later.
Later. But I was there last night. And they wanted to eat at Arby's. My pilot's Arby's. When I walked into the Arby's, the Lord said, I want you to bless that staff behind the counter. He said, but you can eat first. I said, okay.
What did you eat? Because you don't like roast beef.
Well, no, I don't dislike it. They're making burgers, though.
Oh, really?
So it was a burger.
Oh,
I thought about you because I know you like a good burger.
I like a good burger.
So watch this. I sat, we ordered, and I said, and this lady said, I got to go home. And one of the girls, I got to leave. And she just left, and I thought, wrong time to leave. But I didn't say nothing. So anyway, we finished eating, me and Eli and Ken, and I walked up there, and I said, hey, everybody, come up here. I said, how many of y'all got behind the broilers and whatever, whatever they do all their work? The manager was there and three other people. And there was one boy, he seemed like about maybe 17. Other one, probably 17, something like that. And then a man about 28, then the lady must have been 30, I guess, something like that. I said, I want to bless you. The Lord want to bless you. So I said, here's $100 for you. The little boy goes, what? $100? $100? And I said, yes, sir. I said, and there was another guy, he had a mop in his hand because he was, I said, son, come here. I said, here's $100 for you. The manager went, oh, no. I said, here's $100 for you. Oh, you can't do that? I said, I'm the customer. I'm always right. I can do that. I said, who's the guy behind the fryer over there, wherever it was, that big stove looking at it? I said, you come. So I gave him each $100. It was $400. Mm-hmm. I mean, that hamburger cost me $400. They couldn't get over it. And then I said, the other girl shouldn't have left. Y'all tell her that tomorrow night when she comes on the shift. You see, God wanting to be a blessing. God did that. Mm-hmm. All I did was obey. That was the second time I did that. Because when I ate lunch that same day, this lady was waiting on us there, and the Lord said, bless her with $100. She goes, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I went, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I said, you got to make a living, don't you? Yeah. They start tearing up and crying. I'm the one that should be crying, I guess you could say. So that day, my tip, people think I'm bragging. No, I'm giving God glory. I'm telling you how this happens. $500. Blessing. My own pilot said, you're the most generous man I've ever seen. I've seen you do this so many times. Today, $7,000.
What about
70,000?
Seven.
Is that a prophecy?
No, it's okay. Not. I'm just saying, what about the 7,000?
I had $7,000 give to me. Today. Put it in the ministry. Blessing. Overtake you. Now you understand? I use the money because that's what gets your attention. But what's better than that is health, You know, I'm growing older, and Kathy gets mad at me because I always say the age that I'm going to be instead of what I am. And you just watching this, I'm in about two weeks, I'll be 75. And I thought, I told it to Kathy one time, I said, I should have been born 70. My 70s has been just absolutely wonderful. The blessings overtake me. Mm-hmm. But when you say that, you just think in terms of finance. And it is finance, but it's being a responsible spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy, you know, the Lord spoke this to you. So what do you have to say concerning the blessing?
Well, I was thinking how important the blessing is. You know, this is a scripture that I often write when I write a hand note to someone. I'll end it with Deuteronomy chapter 28, and mm-hmm. I think I put verse 8 on it. But I was thinking in terms of how important it is to have, and I was looking at it in the Amplified Bible. I love verse 8, I think
okay,
it is,
read it.
Where it says, the Lord shall command, in the Amplified, the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouse and in all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land that the Lord gives you. So this is a promise, but it's conditional. You have to meet the conditions to get the blessing. He's going to put his blessing on you in your storehouse. Like you said, that's your bank account. And he's going to be the one that commands it.
Yeah.
And he'll bless all the works of your hands. But so you have to be doing something.
So condition,
you can't just sit back.
Yeah, so condition is very important.
Yeah, and then verse 11 is the next verse I want to go to.
Is that why you put conditioner on your hair?
No, that's not why I put
conditioner.
But
does it make the hair come out nicer?
No. Well, it makes me not have to pull it up so hard.
That's what I'm
trying to
say.
It gets tangles out.
See, you meet the condition.
The condition.
Yes.
That's a conditioner.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Which it conditions close, the hair. Good point.
I just got that in my spirit. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, verse 11 really is the key to it. Kind of connects to that. I just jumped to a couple of verses. And it says, and the Lord shall make you to have a surplus of prosperity.
Mm.
And that phrase just stuck out with me because it's in the Amplified that way. He says, and the way you'll have it is through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. So in everything that you put your hand on, he promised to bless
it. What do you tell the person? Say, that was back in the Old Testament for the Jewish people.
It
what
belongs
do you say?
To whosoever believes it by faith. We're all of the seed of Abraham, if you want to think of it in that way. The book of, in the New Testament, talks about how you are part of the seed of Abraham if you believe by faith. So by faith, not by works, but by faith is how you connect to the blessing. You believe it. And it belongs to the whole body of Christ, anybody that's a born-again believer.
Well, you know, Kathy, I've used the word blessing so much because it's such a wonderful word. But in the last 3 weeks or maybe a month, I haven't been saying it very much because it's not grasping what I'm trying to say to God in terms of thank you. So I've kind of changed that word blessing to you have overwhelmed me.
Hmm.
God has overwhelmed me spiritually, physically, financially, every part of my life. I'm overwhelmed.
Well, that's what verse 2 says.
Amen.
All these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
That's what I mean.
So that's an overwhelming kind of a...
It's the most amazing thing to be overwhelmed. I mean, the other day I was, when I was flying home, flying from Canada, I was in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and I was coming to, we landed in Kalispell, Montana. We're going to preach at a place called Hungry Horse. I love that town, man. It's just great. Bunch of Indian, wonderful Indian people. I was praying so hard that I didn't notice that Ken Bell, my chief pilot, had walked to the back, and because I had to fill out a customs thing, you know. Mm-hmm. To get back in the United States and things of that nature. Man, he didn't want to disturb me. Finally, I just opened my eye and I saw him putting that document that you have to fill out. He goes, what do you mean disturb me? I said, oh, no. I said, man, he said, man, you were praying, boy. I said, oh, yeah. I don't know. It just seemed like at 40,000, 43,000 feet,
closer God hears
me.
Closer to the main
office. Closer to the main office. You just hear it, you know. He's overwhelmed me.
Yes.
Has
that's
he overwhelmed
what he
wants you? To do. Religion will not overwhelm you. Religion will give you trouble. Religion is a garden of weeds. It's the theological wilderness.
It'll underwhelm you.
Oh, yeah. But when the blessing overtakes you, and you know why it overtakes you? Because you can't outrun the command of God.
Mm.
You cannot. So you might as well sit there and get hit with the blessing tsunami, spiritually, physically, financially. Whatever you're believing for, whatever you need, desire, want, I don't know, whatever you want to do.
Hmm.
And when you understand that, it's such a wonderful thing to walk in that blessing. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're just thinking finance. No, it's getting up every morning and have the ability to say what I say when I do my devotion. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. That's more than relationship. That's fellowship.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? And sometimes we get a little too busy. We don't realize, like, that happened to me today. I don't think I paid enough attention to Kathy when I came in.
That's definitely true.
Because she's standing there in her nice little seafoam jacket. And she's just there. But she said something that keyed in my business sense. So I started talking the thing that she said. And she goes, excuse me, I'm over here. You know, say something. You know, you're supposed to be bilingual. You know, tell them what you mean by bilingual.
Your love language is usually getting something for me.
I don't say nothing, just
give. Whether it be flowers or a gift or something. Yeah. And he has a difficult time saying, I love you. So, you know, he has different love languages. I don't know that whole teaching on that. But so I said, it's okay that you buy me something, but I'd like you to be bilingual. You could do the words of affirmation to do both.
And I understand that. But the kind of mind I have, it's like a vice. When you say something concerning this ministry, I lock in real quick. And I want to know if I want to know something or I need to do something or make a decision on something. I mean, like I'm driving home.
Well, I thought you said you had a multi-track mind. You could do.
I do have a multi-track mind.
Well, then do it.
See, so I mean, I was going to tell her that I loved a little later, but you know,
it don't work
but
that way.
She wanted the 8-track system.
It should
system.
Be the first thing.
Bah, 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 hit real quick.
It should be the most important thing on your mind.
Really? Okay.
I'm just still teaching him, and she we've got been so married mad at like me. 54 years.
She got so mad at me one time. She said, "Do you ever tell God you love him?"
She's I didn't hot. Say it harsh like
yes,
that.
Yes, she said it
no,
very
I didn't.
Harsh. She don't lie on
I
television.
I may have looked
cafe.
Like that on my face, but I can guarantee
she
you
said,
my
"Do
voice
you
didn't
ever
like
tell
that.
God you love him?" I went, "He knows. He knows."
And then we both laughed.
And we bust out laughing and everything. But I mean, we understand that the blessing will overtake. Because it's commanded to overtake.
He's changing the subject, you see that?
Yeah. You can't outrun the blessing.
That's so true.
It will get ahead of you. Do you see what I'm saying? And then maybe start using the word that I use. God overwhelmed me today. He just blessed me beyond my wildest dreams.
That reminds me about something you told me that you were at a church one time and this lady came up. She was all blessed, and she's all giving God praise. She was, I forget what you said she was doing, but she said, excuse me, Brother Jesse, I was overcharged.
I'll never forget that. She was a wonderful black lady, well, elegantly dressed, and she was
giving
dancing
God
in
praise
the spirit,
and glory,
giving God, and I was
shouting
watching her.
And all this, I think. I wasn't there.
Because to me, when you're in an act of praise, you're actually speaking a message. If it's singing in melody, if it's dancing in action, it's not just dancing to move. Something's happening.
It's a praise demonstration.
Yes, it's doing that. It's like someone would be behind the pulpit and preaching a message.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's bigger
see?
Than amen.
Oh, God. Amen means
it's,
so be it.
It's oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? And when you understand that, it was so. And that's when she thought she was disturbing me. And I was just watching. I was being so blessed. And she said, excuse me, brother. She called me brother. Brother Jesse. I was overcharged, which means she couldn't contain herself.
I love that.
It was such a, I never forget that.
Have you ever been overcharged?
Yeah.
In the presence of God?
You've overcharged a lot. No. No, no. Yes, I have been.
I'm trying to be serious here.
See, there's double meanings here. My mind's fast, boy. I got all kinds of track going.
There's that track mind. It's not always operational, but sometimes then it kicks in.
I'll tell you how I got overcharged the other day.
Okay.
You were with me. Kathy wanted to eat a little barbecue or something, so the little place called Dickie's Barbecue or something. She said, let's stop over there. I said, okay.
I remember it was Memorial Day.
Was it Memorial Day?
We usually like barbecue on that kind of a day, and we were busy. We never made any plans, so we were by ourselves just
as
two.
Get me something to drink here. I've been preaching a lot. Go ahead. Keep talking.
And so we decided to go just local. We didn't want to get all dressed up. In fact, you had a ball cap on. I think I did, no makeup. So we just went somewhere close just to relax because we were resting that day. And so we said we were going to go to McDonald's, which was up the street. And I said, we did. This is barbecue day. So there's Dickie. We remembered. So we went into the Dickie's, and it was all empty. It was just us two.
Just us two.
And the people working behind the desk.
This hit me. It was a tsunami, well, more than blessing. I'm just sitting there, and we got our food. And I'm sitting there, and I got overwhelmed. It was more than a blessing. I was thinking about the plane I had just got out of. I had been preaching the gospel. I had come home. God honored me with this, and I know people persecute me, and I don't think of it as some luxury item. And I guess it is luxurious. I just don't think that way. I think of it as a tool to be used to preach the gospel, and that's it.
Right.
But it overwhelmed me, and my eyes begin to tear up. That's big. When Jesse the Planet does that, that's big. When I was at Brother Jerry Savelle's Celebration of Life, I thought I was going to get up there and do like I normally do, and you might have seen it. I choked. I went, like somebody grabbed my throat. I could barely talk for a minute, and I kept hearing myself say something funny so you can get out of this hole. But it wasn't a hole.
Right.
I was overwhelmed.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I got to say that. Because how much I appreciated Jerry Savelle in my life.
Right, right. Well,
how much he was like a brother.
It
blessed me. And you know, and I said this last night when I was preaching. I said, Jerry's in heaven today, and I know what he said. What Jesse said was the truth. It's the truth. It's exactly what Jesse said. That's what I believe in. It overwhelmed me.
Because you went there years ago.
Oh, yes, 1988.
May not know that.
If you really want to get something that'll challenge you, order our book, Close Encounters of the God Kind. If you want to hear it on DVD, you can hear it on DVD or CD. We even have it on video. I mean, it will bless you. It will minister life to you.
Yeah, they can listen to it on the app as well.
I didn't change a thing. And one time I talked about it not too long ago.
And
people
watch
said,
it on the app.
You don't change nothing. Well, what would I change to? I don't lie. I'm not going to do that, you know. I was so overwhelmed at that barbecue place that for a minute I thought, whoa, man. And that was that commanding it to come on me. I couldn't run fast enough away from it. I didn't want to, but I couldn't. And it just overwhelmed me. And I thought, and to me, it's so that I can go preach this gospel. You get somebody saved, do you know you stop someone from hell for eternity? Do you understand? Did you grasp that? What that means?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, but Brother Jesse, you're tired. So what?
Well, you know, when one person gets born again, the Bible talks about how there's a celebration in heaven. The angels celebrate, God celebrates. Oh. God throws a party, basically.
Yeah.
For you.
And so that's okay.
Rejoicing.
So I'll just grab a nap when I can or do whatever I can because it's so overwhelming to see someone get delivered and ministered to. It was just such a blessing. We had a beautiful elderly Indian woman come up to me. Watch this. And I was not expecting this. And she was in her 80s, higher 80s, I think. To make a long story, she looked at me, and all of a sudden, her eyes teared up. She said, I'm your partner. I said, lady, you just made my day, my month, my year. I just love to be your partner. We just love you so much. They live up in on some Indian reservation way up there in Montana and different places. Wonderful people. And I thought, they think enough of me
Amen.
To partner in our ministry. I will not break that trust. I will not do that. And I have not done that. You know, and I might want to address this right now because God's cleaning house in the church again. He does it every once in a while. He just goes there and knocks out all the dirt. A lot of things are happening. People are wondering why. God said, I will come for a church without spot or wrinkle. I honestly believe that everything is prepared and waiting for the Father to send the signal to Jesus, and he goes.
Amen.
But he won't come for a church that's wrinkled up, that needs ironing and washing and dry cleaning and all you call that stuff, without spot or wrinkle. Now, you know, I'm not against those that mess up. If they repent, I ask God to forgive them. But the people may never forget it. They may forgive you, but they'll never forget it.
Just like there's conditions to the blessings, there's consequences to sin.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so this is God's word, you know. You have to just stand up.
You know, and it's, you know, I'm a man that moves heavily in the Holy Ghost. But it's a lot of time, Kathy, that God doesn't show me some things. You know, and why? Because he's waiting for that person to repent or, you know, to, come on. Like Judas for 3 years stealing from that bag. Come on, Judas. You think I'm stupid? I know what you're doing. But he would not. Then you hear Jesus saying the same thing over the whole city of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, how would I love to gather you like a hen gathers his chicks on this wing? But you would not.
No.
That's really a sad statement.
It is.
You would not.
And they missed their day of visitation.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. See? But this blessing. See, those are the people that get hit, with the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other part of the chapter. You see, there's conditions to everything.
Yeah.
But this blessing, and I'll be, God told Kathy for us to talk about that day, because it's time for you to receive your blessing to such a degree that it overwhelms you spiritually, physically, and financially. That little Indian lady was so, she was so overwhelmed that she was a partner of mine. Mm-hmm. I was just beyond thankful. And you know, that's why I don't waste people's money. 100% what you give to this ministry goes in the world of evangelism. I didn't charge those people. I never charge churches. I never give them expenses. I will receive an offering not to meet my expenses. I don't even know what they are. What I do is the Lord gave me a statement in 1978. You've heard me say it once. You probably heard me say it 1,000 times. I didn't ask you to pay for it. I ask you to believe for it. That's why I tell people the anointing of increase is on our life. If you'd like to be a partner, you can be today if you want to. All you got to do is go to jdm.org.
That's our website.
Website, yeah. And you can hit it on that button and give that way.
He didn't get much sleep last night.
I don't do all this. I'm still kind of tired right now.
You're doing good.
You can use PayPal, whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but a lot of people use it. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to our JDM app and select the giving that you like. Or you can just mail in a check, 100% of it. I'm already taken care of. God has been so good and gracious. And you're looking at two people here that truly love to give. People says, ask me that the other day, you know, you're a tither. I say, because I have a responsible spirit. Mm. I'm responsible for the church I go to. Mm-hmm. He said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. I'm not Moses' seed. I'm Abraham's seed. And we should do what our Father of Faith says to do.
Because the tithe connects you to the blessing.
That's it. That's so true. And it really is. Can I say this? It's not about money. I know everybody thinks
about
that
money. It's about
obedience. Money. No, it's about obedience. You hit it right on the nose. So when you understand that this blessing, can you hear it coming? It's like a tsunami.
Yeah.
And when it comes, son, it'll take you up and higher than you can imagine in your life.
Yeah, it's conditional, of course, upon obedience, but it's activated by faith. You have to believe it because God promised it. You can cancel out the blessing if you'll negate it by saying, oh, that'll never happen to me. Don't cancel it out with your own words. God's got
That's deceiving yourself.
Yeah, and you're hurting yourself. So a lot of people are deceived and they're not confident. But reading the Word of God, getting it in your heart, will show you what this is God's Word to you. It's ours as well, but it belongs to anybody that will believe it by faith.
Yeah. And so I want you to be blessed today. So can me and Kathy pray for you? I'm going to just stretch my hands out here. Father, let these blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Overtake people.
Yes.
Because they have a command pushing them to that person. Satan, I get great pleasure in telling you to get under these people's feet. I don't ask, I demand and command that you get under their feet.
Yes.
And Lord, you command a blessing to overtake them.
Yes, Lord.
To take them to a place they've never been before.
Thank you, Lord.
A point where they become overwhelmed in the goodness of God.
Yes,
Lord. I ask you to do it spiritually, physically, financially, morally, every which way, shape, or form.
Yes, Lord. Socially.
You said if two of us agree, well, Lord, yes. Kathy's one, I'm two, you three, and all these that are watching are way past the two number.
Yes, Lord.
I decree it, I declare it today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I do like praying for you, and I have an announcement. I am so excited about this. This is the biggest meeting that we have at Jesse Pence Ministries International Headquarters. It's in Destrehan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. It's only about 6 miles from Armstrong International Airport, New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. And it's coming Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. And then Friday, July the 12th at 7 p.m.
There's
so only three
services.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Registration and admission are free and will always be free as long as I'm head of this ministry.
Amen.
We're live streaming all three services. Mm-hmm. Now, we'd love for you to come. And when you come, people can't get over. You can feel it on the live stream. But when you're in that place, buddy, it's one of the most amazing things.
Powerful.
Live streaming on all three services. Mm-hmm. If you want more information, go to jdm.org. And let me give you the numbers again. Back that thing out so I can get it all done. It's going to be Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., It's only three services. Mm-hmm. Now, people say, why don't you extend that thing? Because it's jam-packed. People have a wonderful time. Because the Lord didn't tell me. I'm not doing anything unless God tell me. And I've adopted something in my life. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. Jesus said that all the time. Mm-hmm. And the Bible said in Ephesians 5:1, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Yeah. So that's what we do. We'll be live streaming. Now, you may not be able to come this year. Maybe you can't. But I want you to set your faith on one day you're going to visit a camp. The food is phenomenal in New Orleans. Usually I tell people where to go eat. And every time I tell them to go to a restaurant, the restaurant people in New Orleans call me, they say, you jam-packed our restaurant. Yeah, because I know what good food is. It will bless you. I guess you can tell. I gained some weight, you know, that kind of stuff. Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m. Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., our visionary conference. I'll be preaching on vision, the biggest word in God's vocabulary. Mm. It encapsulates salvation. It encapsulates healing. It encapsulates all because it's vision, for God so loved the world. Registration and admission are free. We will receive an offering, and if you want to give, you can. You don't want to, no pressure. No, like it is here, no pressure. I hope you become a partner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you don't, still watch the program. My Lord, why not? You deserve it. You'll be blessed. You'll be so blessed by it. So go to jdm.org for more information. That's coming up very, very soon. And I got another announcement.
Okay.
And I just booked this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, in June the 28th at 7:30 p.m.,
I'll
be at Christian Center Ministries on a Friday night in Edinburgh, Scotland. I love the United Kingdom. I love Scotland. It's so beautiful. And that's June the 28th. That's coming up like next week or whatever. At 7:30 p.m. at Christian Center Ministries, right there in Edinburgh, Scotland. And then I'll be June the 30th. 2 days later in London, England.
That's a Sunday morning service.
Sunday morning service only at 11 a.m. at Harvest Church.
Yeah, both of these churches we've been to before. We have a great relationship. We're expecting a powerful move of God. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, I'd like you to come. Let me say it again.
Jesse's preaching, but I'll be there.
Yes.
Amen. And I might greet the people for...
Oh, you're not going to... You're going to mourn that. You're going to do a little preaching yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me say it again. June the 28th at 7:30 p.m. Edinburgh, Scotland, Christian Center Ministries. Mm-hmm. Then June the 30th in London, England, at 11 a.m. at Harvest Church. I hope to see you there. And I'll give a little plug for Mr. Rodney Hyde Brown. He's going to be in London, too,
on the next day. Yeah, his conference starts through the 5th or something like that.
So, my God, you got a double whammy. You got a double hit,
yeah,
my Lord.
Watch out.
And I hope you can come. And maybe I can personally meet you. That would be a blessing of the Lord. I love the way the Scots talk. They say, you know, the Scots are not very emotional, you know. Now we got that little, you know. And they're just wonderful people. We just enjoy ourselves. So I hope you can come. Visionary Conference, biggest meeting we have. Please come and let God help you expand your vision. And watch it. Not only expand it, but get it to where Deuteronomy 28 is talking about you.
Let it overtake you.
Overtake you to such a phenomenal way.
Yes.
And to all our partners and friends, thank you for supporting this ministry. Your faithful financial support has been so wonderful that in 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. I say it all the time. You know why? I trust you and you trust me. Ah, but both of us trust God. And that's what it's all about. So I'm going to tell you verse 8. I'm going to read it before we go off the air. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it will come to pass.
Amen.
This is Jesse and Kathy saying, take that blessing, and it'll turn into being overwhelmed with the goodness of God.
Let it overtake you today.
Amen. See you next week. Bye-bye. Yeah.